This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Still to come here, more on this crackdown against certain opinionated people on the internet. I guess that's a better way to put it. I don't want to call them necessarily libertarians, but we're concerned with it because, well, you know, some of these platforms are very big, and there's a lot of audience out there, and they're just cutting people off left and right. In some cases, for some very clearly hypocritical reasons, and Johnson, you've got a story about that on the way. But your calls and thoughts come first. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to sound better, you can connect to on our Discord chat.
I was just going to say, I also have the reasons why they kicked off Alex Jones, and I'd like to cover first, and I don't think that those are so hypocritical.
Okay.
I think those are pretty much in keeping with their policies.
So we'll get into that here, because, Mark, you said you wanted to hear what Jones ostensibly said in order to get disconnected from Facebook and YouTube and a few other platforms now. Just within the last 48 hours or so, he's been cut off of at least six different platforms, including MailChimp, which is an email list client. So we're going to get into that still, but
the
your
great
calls,
web culling has begun.
Your calls and thoughts. We go to or back to Matthew in California, who was concerned with some of the purported libertarians being racist out there. And you brought up Ron Paul. He had a newsletter that apparently was authored by somebody else who was not him, but of course it bore his name, and so he got a lot of heat for a newsletter that came out. I think it was in the 1970s.
No, it was, I think, the 90s.
Oh, was it the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was 20 something years ago, and. So, you know, you said you gave him credit for that one because, you know, he wasn't ostensibly involved in it. And then you cited the most recent offensive Twitter post made on the Ron Paul Twitter account, which, as we pointed out, Ron Paul has disavowed that and ostensibly punished the person who was involved in posting that to Twitter. Because, once again, Ron Paul, he's got people for these sorts of things. He doesn't do these Twitter posts on his own. So what was your response to that? Because we just sort of barely got to explain that to you in the last segment.
Not that I think that Alex Jones is a libertarian. Not that I think Chris Cantwell is a libertarian. Not that I think Mark Wittekind is a libertarian. But what is it about the Libertarian Party that attracts those type of people?
Fake free speech.
If they were truly, if they were true libertarians, you can't be a true libertarian and then want to use the power of big government to against other people. Then you're a fake libertarian.
Right.
But it seems to attract those kind of people, and Libertarian could be such a bigger party if we all came together and didn't look at skin color and look at our objectives, look at our goals, look at our shared value. Oh, not shared values. I'm missing the word. I'm looking here because, again, I'm high. And thank you for that long break because it gave me such a long time to smoke my bomb. Really appreciate that.
The first, so Ian, when I was, this would had to have been 2004, right, Ian?
What?
When you took me to a libertarian candidate's speech. I think it was Michael Badnarik speaking
really?
In Tampa.
I don't recall.
For a presidential run. I can't even remember who it was. But
news to me. I know I went to see Harry Brown. I went to see Harry Brown in Tampa in the year 2000.
Was it under a pavilion?
This doesn't ring a bell to me at all.
Okay.
Are you sure it was me?
Well, Ian, I don't go to libertarian candidate speeches.
I would go to Tampa.
Well,
when I was in Sarasota, I almost never went to Tampa.
When I say Tampa,
I'll take your word for it.
So,
I'll take your word for it. Okay, let's go on.
There have been some, efforts to reach out, as it were, and it's really difficult. The one time that I've been obviously doesn't mean the sum total or whatever, but in many cases we're all sitting over here like, how come the black kids won't play with us? And then over there it's like, Y'all, because y'all some sketchy mamma jammas. That's why. You know, what has to happen for any ethnicity that has been treated badly and vilified and treated as many bad things as happened to black people throughout the years is you have to have this sort of hyper-vigilance listening. Because if you didn't have that listening, you'd end up in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time of day and get the crap beat out of you. You gotta know what people are saying before they're saying it. So the nuance, I think, in many cases, passes by these ultra-logical libertarian types, and when they talk about issues sometimes, it sounds boorish and insensitive. And I'm not making excuses for Cantwell. I'm making excuses for actual libertarians here. That's my best explanation for it, Matthew.
I appreciate it. I'm not going to hold you guys too long there, but before I go, I'm watching you guys on the live stream. Like I said, I've been watching you guys for 12 years, and Mark, I've seen you getting a little bigger. So I'm going to recommend something for you. It's called Creighton. It's an appetite suppressant, and it stimulates. But go to Creighton. Yes, I see the chin.
You talking about kratom? Kratom?
Yes. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. John Bush was on with us from Anarchapulco, I think, talking about that.
Yeah, there's some red kratom and white kratom. I got some red kratom from Bush at.
You've tried this stuff?
Yeah, and it kind of gave me a headache. So I probably. But I can tell you this. I've started intermittent fasting. I was doing a jiu-jitsu event last weekend, and so I didn't want to lose too much weight, but this intermittent fasting has gotten it so that now I've got control. As soon as if you team up intermittent fasting with keto, with a keto diet, the pounds will fall off. I think I'm more worried about my white hair. I feel like I've got my weight under control. Right, I'll be back down to 185 soon. I do appreciate you looking out for me, though, Matthew.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Parker. He's in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. So I have this idea that, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of risks that are going to go along with this idea, and you're going to see why in a minute when I start to tell you guys about it.
Okay.
So, obviously, you are familiar with cop blocking, or some of the listeners might not be familiar
with it. Cop block is a mostly defunct national organization that, for many years, was at the top of its game, advocating for people to hold police accountable by recording police incidents, and its founders, Pete and Adamo, had gotten arrested a few times as they were going about holding police accountable, and they really did put their money where their mouths were and stood up for freedom. Go ahead, Parker, with your thoughts.
Well, the idea that I have is, and I don't recommend that everyone do this, I think that only those who are willing to put some considerable risks on the line should do this. And, but the idea is if you see a cop engaged in a police stop, go past the police stop, pull over to the side, and then what I do is I have a camera that is over my rear view mirror, two cameras, one facing the driver's side door, one facing the passenger side door.
Yeah. And, okay, so you've got a dash cam.
Right. So from there, I'm thinking of, I haven't done this yet, but I'm thinking about it. I want to get your opinion on it. I'm thinking of getting some bulletproof equipment, like bulletproof vest, bulletproof face mask, bulletproof baseball cap. And the idea... Just hear me out.
Okay.
The idea is I live stream via cell 411, and I take or attempt to take a document to the driver, which...
Hold on, just to clarify. Is this while you're wearing a bulletproof mask and vest and bulletproof everything? You're going to walk up to the driver's side?
Yeah, you're going to go walk up there looking like Boba Fett. <You're trying> to...
Hold on. Let's analyze this here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's
y'all
a wild
gonna get
idea.
Shot.
Yeah. Well, he'll be wearing bulletproof everything. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll do a little critique of this. Coming back, it's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Discord, the Discord on-air call-in lines. There's now more than one. There's actually three of them available to you at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us in that studio is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, I want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you are in the world of retail, if you've got a physical location, and let's say you're a manager or an owner of a retail establishment, you want to know how to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale, it couldn't be any easier than it is thanks to the folks over at AnyPay.Global. And we know those guys. In fact, Derek J. Freeman, if you're a longtime listener of the show, he's one of the two principals at AnyPay.Global. They'll let you accept Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and more at your point of sale. It's super easy to do. If you've already got a tablet at your register, you're halfway done. You go to AnyPay.Global, sign up, use an account name, a password, and you're in the system. And then you just put in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and then download the app to your tablet device. That's it. You're good. You're good to go. It's, I mean, we're talking about it. Maybe if you've already got your own crypto wallet and you don't have to download a wallet to set that up, maybe 10-minute setup time. And you're all set. AnyPay.Global. Head on over there to get started. As we go back to Parker in Washington State, Parker's always got some sort of idea he's cooking up, and he wants to run it by us here on Free Talk Live, and he's cooked up a particularly dangerous-sounding idea for cop blocking, which, and please correct me if my retelling of what you said is inaccurate, Parker, but you said you want to have cameras in your car, you want to be outfitted personally with bulletproof, you said vest, and like some kind of face covering?
Bulletproof vest, bulletproof bandana, and bulletproof baseball cap.
So I don't know if – I've not looked into bulletproof items beyond vests. I don't know if they have bulletproof bandanas or baseball caps.
Baseball caps exist.
They do exist. Okay.
I know so that there's a mask out there that looks like – there's a couple of them. One looks like the old Jason Friday the 13th hockey mask kind of thing without the holes, obviously. And another one that looks – go ahead.
The ones that I've seen from Bullet Safe. The three items in question, the baseball cap, the vest, and the bandana, cost about $553, I think, not including shipping and tax.
So would you wear the bandana over your mouth, kind of like, to cover your face? Is that the idea?
Yeah, the idea is, because, let's face it, if you walk up to a police stop, or if you're dealing with the police at all, the police have a greater likelihood of shooting. Now, not every encounter with the police ends up in them shooting you.
They also will have a greater likelihood of shooting if you look like you just robbed a bank and you're like, you remember the, I don't know, this is probably before you were even born, Parker, but back in, I think it was the late 90s, there was that L.A. bank robbery. Remember where those dudes had like AK-47s?
The guys that had the fully personalized body armor, and they both had AK.
If you pile out of your car, if you roll up on just your standard police stop, and you pile out of the car wearing everything
looking like you're on the bomb squad,
like, right? And then you start making a move towards the scene, that's probably not going to go real well for you.
Especially someplace where, like here in New Hampshire, especially Keene and these sorts of places, they've dealt with Free Staters and other sorts of weirdos documenting their activities for more than a decade.
Yeah,
so they're a little less likely to plug you three times center of mass, right?
If plug me three times center of mass, I've got a bulletproof vest. So.
You've got some broken ribs.
Yeah.
You can spend some time in the hospital.
It's still going to hurt.
But it won't kill me.
Look, I get what you're saying. The police are unpredictable.
The judge isn't going to say you've got a right to stand at the side of the road. Like,
well,
they're just
the
you do.
Here is the idea here is that you want to give the driver the information that they need to protect and defend themselves, namely this one document that is from the anarchistalternative.info, which basically goes through the similarities that the government has with the mafia. That's pages 1 and I think 2.
So I'm just going to make you a recommendation here as somebody who's done a lot of outreach, and I've actually approached drivers at their car while they were in the process of a pullover, meaning as the police officer is going back to his cruiser, I let the cop walk up to the window, get the person's ID, and as the cop's going back to the cruiser, I will offer the person in the car some information. Now,
you have never pulled, that I know of, taken your car, pulled a Cena stop, pulled over to the side of the road, gotten out, and then gone to the other person's car.
I'm not going to say I haven't done that. I may have done something like that in the past. Certainly, I've done it with my friends. So if my friends have been pulled over and I've responded, I've definitely done it with them. But either way, I've certainly been on the scenes of countless pullovers, right, and I have provided information. There is a great Know Your Rights information card, which you can get at tools.freekeen.com. You can download it there, and you can have that printed up. That's got a great Know Your Rights just for specifically for police victims, people who are being victimized by the police, which I give them that. It's not philosophy. It's not some sort of philosophical treatise. It's here's what you need to know. Don't talk to the cops. You know, it runs down, you know, a list of things that people ought to do. And I've never been threatened by an officer in the performance of this particular outreach. They've never batted an eye at me. I even got into a car with somebody once that was getting pulled over and hung out in the car with him for a while. Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That video is online on the Freekeen YouTube channel. I think if you search for cop blocker gets into car or something like that, it'll probably come up. And that was pretty risky. Like, I felt like I was taking a fairly significant risk of, like, you know, interfering with police business or something. But they didn't even say anything to me. One of the cops even came up to the passenger side window. It's not like they didn't know that I'd gone in there and done that. I'd never met this person before in my life. I didn't know who they were. Turned out he was a hairstylist or something like that. He owned his own hair salon in downtown Keene. He was very appreciative of the fact that I was there to provide support. But, you know, you're right, Mark. I mean, this all depends on where you live. Some cops are going to behave differently than they do perhaps here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where they are used to police accountability activism. They may be a little bit more mellow about that sort of thing here. But all that said, I would think bringing out a load of body armor is going to escalate a situation.
Because they think that you're prepared for combat.
Right.
Well, yeah, and like, let's not forget that Congress outlawed felons in possession of body armor.
I don't think Parker's a felon. So
no, I'm not saying that that's... But that gives you some insight as to how government people think about body armor. They think about body armor as, in some way, aggressive towards them.
They're going to see it that way.
Yeah. Now, so I will point out that a felon that needs body armor for their line of work, whatever that might be, can get a note from their boss, and then that somehow mitigates the whole thing. It's crazy, but whatever.
Is that in all states or just federal?
I believe that's federal.
Okay. Check your local states.
Oh, yeah. I'm not responsible for your particular
Mark is not an attorney, and this is not legal advice.
I'm not an attorney in your state, whatever the hell it is.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
So it looks like the European Union is set on a collision course with President Trump after its foreign policy chief called for Europeans to increase their business dealings with Iran in defiance of the United States coming out and issuing an executive order to pose more sanctions on Iran. On the other side, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, he's a big fan of the sanctions.
I think it's outstanding. I'm really happy that the president is choosing to take a stronger stance as it relates to Iran. The Iran nuclear deal, this JCPOA, shouldn't have been entered into in the first place. It was fatally flawed for what was in it. It was fatally flawed for what wasn't in it.
According to a U.S. trade representative, the United States will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese imports starting on August 23rd. The tariff will affect goods such as electronic parts, plastics, chemicals, batteries, and railway cars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial on in, toll free, and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson, coming up, you've got the posts from Alex Jones, which some people are saying were the reason he was banned from Facebook and or iTunes and apparently YouTube and other sites, LinkedIn. We're going to get into that coming up here in a bit. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio with you tonight. I do want to let you know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times bestselling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 or approximately 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Luke. He's in Vietnam. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm calling out about police.
I'm sorry. Are you on a speakerphone? Because it sounds awful.
Yeah. Sorry. Is it better now? Still bad.
No, I mean, it's not great. What did you have to say? Is there any way you can take it off?
I think it's Skype. It works. The PSTN connection is a bit bad sometimes in America. Yeah, I'm caught up about police accountability and a massive free speech court victory that happened yesterday in Australia. Did that come through okay?
It's not so great. I'm going to put you on hold. You'll have to figure out some other way to get in touch with us. I'm struggling to understand what's being said. So I know if I'm having trouble.
You sound like you're calling from a tin can within another tin can.
In
Australia.
Yeah, if I'm having trouble, I'm sure other people are having trouble. What I would recommend is that you get onto Discord at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, I happen to know you already have a Discord account.
Right.
So there's no reason why you couldn't join the Discord on-air call-in line room and try us there. And then it'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Johnson, did you want to get into the Alex Jones
posts? Sure, let's get into the Alex Jones posts.
And then you've got actually a different story about this lady named Candace Owens, who's recently was also suspended from Twitter. Did Twitter take down Jones? Because I don't think I heard anything about Twitter.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
So let me burn through this real quick. This is from Pink News.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. Was Twitter yesterday? Because I don't recall seeing that yesterday. Or was it like
it
weeks
was yesterday.
Ago? Okay.
Huh. They took down like 5 different accounts.
Got it.
So this one here is from Pink News. It says Facebook bans InfoWars and Alex Jones after calls for drag queens to be burned alive. Notorious anti-LGBT conspiracy theory outlet InfoWars has been banned from Facebook for violating hate speech rules. After calling for drag queens to be burned alive, the pro-Trump outlet is best known for outspoken conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who pushes a large number of conspiracy theories to his online following via his InfoWars shows.
If Alex Jones is upset about trans people, drag queens generally aren't even that. They're performers, you know?
Well, it goes on to say here, Jones' shows often devolve into hate-filled rants, and on several occasions he has made extremist comments towards people who are transgender, Muslims, and immigrants. Facebook today announced that it had removed InfoWars from its platform for repeatedly breaching hate speech rules. The social media outlet said, "We believe in giving people a voice, but we also want everyone using Facebook to feel safe. It's why we have community standards and remove anything that violates them, including hate speech that attacks or dehumanizes others." Earlier today, we removed 4 pages belonging to Alex Jones for repeatedly posting content over the past several days that breaks those community standards. The 4 pages, Alex Jones channel page, Alex Jones page, the InfoWars page, and the InfoWars nightly news page, have been unpublished for repeated violations of community standards and accumulating too many strikes. Facebook explained that hate speech was the motivator while adding, while much of the discussion around InfoWars has been related to false news, which is a serious issue that we are continuing to address by demoting links marked wrong by fact checkers and suggesting additional content, none of the violations that spurred today's removals were related to this. Apple, Google, and Spotify have all taken action against InfoWars over the past few weeks over concerns about its extreme content. Let me just skip ahead here. Addressing drag performers on a show, he said, "We are going to destroy you. You will ascend to hell in reverse order." They now.
This was drag queens he was talking to?
They now know fear.
He goes
fear.
Off about the craziest things like gay frogs and Capri Sun packages and God knows what.
Sounds to me like he just wants to dress in drag himself.
The quote continues. "They now know fear because we're coming like villagers in the night with the torches burning bright with fire. Fire is now the weapon of evil. Fire is the weapon of good, and it will consume you. You need to fear God. Your God has stolen your soul," he added. "Soon the icy cold of hell will embrace you forever. Soon you will pass through and on, never to return to this dimension, never to ascend, but down, 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 down to the black hole that you're going, chained."
Damn.
Glorious.
Damn, that was
really
excellent.
Glorious.
That's very, it was really good. I had my applause sound effect ready.
To do a proper Alex Jones.
Now, hold on. You have to reach
the screen. Channel.
I don't understand why your shirt's still on.
I was busy kind of doing some tweaks on our Discord server so the guy could call in from Vietnam. So I missed the detail. Was this an on-air thing that he did, or was this a post that he wrote on Facebook that you were reading in his voice?
I believe this was on InfoWars in July. Jones called for drag queens to be burned alive. There is a link here. Let's go ahead and see where that goes. But I believe it's probably was an part of an audio broadcast or a video broadcast that was posted on those platforms.
But this was one of the ones that was cited as reasons to take him down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like he just wants to feel a pair of silky panties on
Baraka on here on our Discord says that Twitter did not take down AJ and that is fake news.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, so Twitter is one of the only platforms where he still remains, apparently.
I mean, he has multiple accounts on these different platforms, so, I mean, it's fully plausible that one or two accounts remain,
yeah,
and several others have been taken down, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently, this whole thing was him going crazy over RuPaul's Corny the Unicorn cartoon. Was what spawned this insane rant.
I don't know what that is, but now I'm curious to find out. Thanks, Alex, for bringing that to my attention.
Well, if this is going to be how it is, then anybody who calls for the burning of drag queens, trans people, or gay people on the internet, or any kind of violence against them, needs to be banned, and that's going to be a lot of those ISIS mamajamas. Yeah.
So, just to continue describing what happened, because this is interesting, because Alex Jones calls drag queens satanic beings who should be consumed by fire. Fringe conspiracist Alex Jones said drag queens are soul-sucked fallen slaves who should be burned alive. The alt-right host made the astonishing remarks during a video about Drag Tots, a kids show produced by RuPaul, also starring drag queens including Bianca Del Rio, Adore Delano, and Latrice Royale.
That were shaking their butts in front of toddlers and encouraging them to put money in their G-strings?
It's a cartoon. Jones, whose InfoWars YouTube channel has 2.3 million subscribers, said the show's characters were like demons and accused them of introducing children to satanic rituals. He then played viewers a clip of the show in which the school's mascot, Corny Unicorn, who is voiced by RuPaul, teaches the kids how important reading is in drag culture. When it was over, the presenter launched back into his tirade, telling the audience, "Drag Tots is the sexualization of toddlers." He went on to call drag a celebration of hideousness before putting on a monstrous voice while pretending to be a drag queen, saying, "Your kids belong to us."
There's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I can't help imagining Alex Jones at like a drag review having way more fun than he would want you to believe that he would. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Apparently, Alex Jones is really fired up about transvestites or, no, not transvestites. Well, I'm sure he's mad about them, too. But drag queens specifically. RuPaul apparently has some new animated series, which was called, what was it, Drag Tots?
Drag Tots, yes.
Drag Tots. And first I've heard of it. Now Jones, of course, is giving it even more publicity by going on a rant, a tirade about it. And ostensibly, this is one of the posts that Facebook was citing when they claimed Jones was violating their hate speech rules against transvestites,
yeah.
Against... who else? Immigrants, I think they said.
Immigrants, Muslims.
And Muslims, yeah. So
later on in this same video, apparently Alex Jones once again imitated, you know, using his sort of vampiric monster ways to imitate a drag queen while saying they were putting chemicals in the water to help with everything, and it's going to get a lot easier from here on out to bring down this third dimension. Well, it's not clear what dimension Jones thinks drag queens come from. We're going to destroy you, he continued. You will ascend into the hell in reverse order. But in most...
What?
I don't know. In the most alarming part of his rant, Jones called queens soul-sucked fallen slaves before appearing to threaten them with death. They will know fear now because we're coming like villagers in the night with the torches burning bright with fire.
I doubt that.
Yeah. Oh, that he said that? Or,
no,
yeah.
I doubt that anybody's going to be coming with torches for the drag queens.
It's hard to get people together for a good torching of drag queens.
You really got to get them fired up for something.
Yeah.
I love that this article is juxtaposing this, like, Powerpuffs-looking cartoon with an Alex Jones quote that's like, your God took away the key that you gave it, and now you stare into the fathomless depths of eternal phantom zone destruction, and you want to take as many children with you down that hole as you can as you clutch their souls as you fall towards the black heart of that black hole. Man. It's just,
he has to practice this
all
stuff.
This because some guy wants to sing Cher while wearing a wig?
I don't even want to go on with it. I mean, it's just, he's just saying he, in May, apparently, Jones said that the Pope was a demon-possessed creature who is as close as you're going to get to Satan in the flesh.
There are a lot of not just Protestants, but evangelicals that believe that, in fact, the Pope is the Antichrist. Now, I don't know which Pope is going to be the Antichrist, but they believe the Pope is going to be the Antichrist. Like, that's where you should look.
Did Rogan ever get Jones to do DMT? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, good question.
So that's that. So clearly in my mind there are some very sound reasons why Jones may have been removed from those platforms, considering he's calling for a group of people to be set aflame.
Well, it was all in good fun, right? No, or it was acting. He was just acting. He's playing a character. Well, regardless of whatever the excuse is, or maybe he's absolutely serious and he wants to incinerate people, regardless of what the excuse is, it's their platform. They have the right to set the rules. And if you don't like it, find a better platform.
Yeah.
You know, we talked last night about some of the other options out there. Melanie seems to be a big fan of this gab.ai site. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this Mastodon, which I know that the guys over at Think Penguin have been experimenting with.
There's MeWe.
What's this new one? Is that the Chinese site?
I don't know. I was told about it today.
Okay.
What do I know?
There's a new one that I'm interested in just because
If I'm off of Twitter and Facebook, I'm off of social media. I'm just done.
There's a new one that I'm interested in because it looks like they actually have maybe some design chops. VomVos.com.
VomVos.
VomVos. I don't know what it is. It's not launched yet. It won't be launching for 3 weeks. So
what's the proposal? That they are more friendly to,
yes, to free speech,
offensive people?
Yep.
Well, that's going to blow up in their face. We ran the Free Talk Live BBS for some time, and that was just a handful of folks. Well, several large handfuls, bucketfuls of folks.
Yeah.
And
a couple hundred, maybe.
Yeah, it was rough.
What you're saying is it turned into an S show, basically.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
They're
showing things, and some of the things they're showing was S.
Could very well have happened.
Yeah, their tagline is "Be free" on their Facebook beta beginning in 3 weeks. Be free.
Okay.
Link here to Drudge about they've got links about all the crackdowns and whatnot. I don't know exactly what their whole edge is going to be, but it looks more interesting. It's just free speech is a natural human right. Who decides what is fake news?
That's this is what they're saying?
Yeah, so, I mean...
What was it, Zimzam?
VomVos. VomVos.
All right, so there you go.
We'll see.
Yet another social media savior coming to the rescue.
They're calling themselves a free speech social media app.
Whatever happened to that diaspora, the one that everybody was making a big old fuss about several years back? Remember that one? This was supposed to be the Facebook killer. And then there was another one that came along where people were trying to, like, it was like a network marketing one where the people were, there was like a downline and some kind of crazy reward system. I mean, these are all just so unremarkable. And it's like, is there going to be something?
Google Plus couldn't take out
Facebook. Yeah. That's true.
And these ones that come along with all their fanfare. I mean, you need to do something different than what Facebook is doing.
Well, now,
ones that have beaten Facebook at their game have been things like Snapchat. And Instagram and, you know,
now,
all these others.
Is Snapchat social media, or is that just you're sharing pictures with your friends?
How do you find friends?
I don't know.
I don't
use
it either.
Ask me. I sit in here on the radio with you guys.
I want nothing to do with this stuff, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. I find Facebook useful because I run across every once in a while something that's useful on the air or...
That was my excuse for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was like, the needle in the haystack, right?
I don't have the problem with Facebook that you do.
Pile of coal. Yeah, but that was one of my excuses, Mark, was as I was scrolling endlessly through Facebook, you know, every however many hours I would scroll through it, I'd find some sort of useful thing for the show, and I would tell myself... Boy, if I hadn't have been scrolling through all this other crap, I would never have found this story. But I may very well have anyway. You know, maybe I would have seen it on some other site or share it on our Discord chat. Sometimes our listeners will actually get into the Free Talk Live LRN.FM Discord and they'll drop in stuff into our show prep Discord. There's different chat rooms in there and sometimes they put some pretty cool show prep in there. So I think I've gotten more prep more often more useful prep more often from our Discord chat than I have by scrolling through on Facebook. So I can empathize with your excuse for continuing there. And the best excuse for me for a while was we have an AMP group on there with about 300, 400 Free Talk Live former and current amplifiers, and that was my number one reason for staying for a long time. But eventually I was just like, you know what, screw it. I'm out. My life is better for it. All right, Johnson, there's more. Not just about Jones, but about Twitter and takedowns.
I want
Twitter.
To talk about Sarah Jeong.
Sarah Jeong, now you've been fired up about this lady, Mark. She's apparently one of the new editorial staff at the New York Times.
Right, she's a tech writer that's been promoted to the editorial staff.
And she said things like, kill all men, basically, on her Twitter.
She seems very specific that she dislikes white men.
And but have a lottery for castrating them.
But didn't she say to kill them all or something like that at some point?
I don't know the right term, but she did talk about...
a collection of some of the horrible things she said.
Great.
In this article.
Yeah.
Glee at the idea that there is some kind of white genocide going on.
But the thing I want to mention here is Twitter has suspended Candace Owens' account for mimicking Sarah Jeong's racism. Candace Owens is actually somebody who I've... been subscribed to on YouTube for some time. Well, she still has a YouTube channel anyway. She's known, I believe, on YouTube as Red Pill Black.
Oh, okay.
So,
she's a black conservative commentator.
Yes.
Okay.
Twitter, the article here goes on to say, Twitter censors suspended the account of Turning Point USA Communications Director Candace Owens after she mimicked, in her own tweets, racist posts that were put out by Sarah Jeong, who was protected and defended by Twitter.
Yeah. Mm.
Truly, is there any doubt that the left that social media not only means left, but also censors the right? This isn't just hypocrisy. This is Gestapo-like. Twitter slapped Turning Point USC Communications Director Candace Owens with a temporary suspension after she highlighted racist posts made by Sarah Jeong. Let me skip a little bit of this. Donald Trump Jr. made...
Yeah, I've seen people do, take these posts and then replace, white with black or Jewish or whatever in there, and then it looks horrifying, which, of course, it looked horrifying before, but you can really see it when you trade in another ethnic group.
Is that what Candace did? Was she changed the wording?
Yeah, there's some other stuff that she did, but yes.
Jeong's posts? All right, there's more on the way here in a moment. So apparently, the same exact posts with slightly different wording by a leftist were acceptable to Twitter.
Yeah.
There's more on the way here in moments. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.